Hello, beautiful people listening to Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. Haley Bowler Cook here, your founder, your CEO of Uplift Lifestyle, author of Unfuckwithable, and the creator and host of Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. Hope you're having a beautiful day. I hope you are feeling the energy, if you are listening to this as it's being released, of the full moon in Aries, the full moon of action and passion and excitement and fire and movement and momentum. I hope you're feeling the harmony and the balance and the organizational wellness of the Virgo shift into Libra season. And I hope you are enjoying the death and the rebirth of our fall equinox that we have just moved through. It's a really powerful time, and who you be right now and how you show up right now and how you live and how you take action and how you intend and how you believe and how you think and how you spend your time and your precious energy right now is creating grid work and pathways and portals for what's coming this winter, what's coming in the spring, what's coming next summer. So who you be now is creating your future self. I say this all the time. Who you have been has created your current reality. Who you be now creates your future reality. So the life you're living right now, your current reality right now, is the adding up results of the formulaic equation of who you've been, who you were last couple months, last couple years, last couple weeks, equals your life right now. If you want your life to look fucking beautiful and higher level and more abundant and more joyful and more beautiful and more successful and more aligned a month from now, 2 months from now, 3 months from now, many weeks from now, it's about who you be right now, okay? That is how quantum leaping works. It's you move, the universe responds. You are the leader of your life. So every time I come in here to share with you guys, every time I'm recording live, every time I'm sharing clips from the Vortex, from other riffs I've done, from interviews, from different channeled messages that come through, every single time I share on the podcast with you, I want you to feel the portals of possibility open. I want you to feel inspired, activated. I want to awaken something within you. I want to remind you of your power. I want you to remember who the fuck you are. And to choose to live in that way, to choose your highest timeline, to choose to live a life by your own design. Okay? And it's always a decision. An important distinction is to know that you are always being supported, you are always being led, but you are always the one in the driver's seat, okay, to make that decision. So how quickly you can shift your reality is based on how quickly you can shift, how quickly you can choose, how quickly you can decide, how quickly you can align, how quickly you can realign. That will be how quickly you will achieve and you will succeed and you will receive, okay? So having strategies in place, having formulas in place, having supportive environments in place, being supported, listening to this podcast, being surrounded by positive people, being inside the Vortex, my high-level community, having a supportive friend group, having a mentor, a facilitator, having supportive actions that you take every day is going to, hands down, enhance, amplify, and speed up your processes of achievement, success, and receptivity. It's going to help you in that shifting, in that choosing, in that aligning, in that realigning, right? So I want you to use this time as you listen to be a portal activation for you, okay? I want you to be able to tap into your own aliveness, your inherent aliveness, your own momentum, your inherent momentum that is existing within you right now, okay? I want you to tap into the excitement. I want you to tap into reflection. I want you to tap into self-honoring. I want you to tap into self-love, your value, your truth, your purpose, okay? I want you to shift into that. So as you're listening in today's episode, you're going to hear a lot. You're going to hear riffs. You're going to hear snippets from the vortex. You're going to hear channeled messages. You're going to hear a lot of goodness. And it's going to be all over the place because I've been just doing one podcast a month and just giving you a lot of juiciness. So I want you to actually digest it, receive it, let it be nutrients to your system, to your soul, let it be medicine to you. So let's get you open and receptive. Close your eyes and just start to gently massage your neck, the backs of your ears, across the collarbone, down the arms, the breasts, connect to the heart space, connect to your body, actually be in your body. Let your body be a portal of ascension. Let it be the portal that receives this information and integrates. Let yourself open up and enjoy the riffs that come inside this episode. As always, share the podcast with those who you think will love it. If you share it to your Instagram, make sure you tag me. Let me know you're listening. Take your time to receive this and let it integrate and encode. And then, as I always say, and as I have written in my book, listening to a million self-development podcasts literally changes nothing until you actually live in that way, until you actually move in that way. So with everything you're receiving today, make a devotion, a commitment to yourself that you will upgrade, up-level, ascend these ways of being, actually be in congruence with the life that you are worthy of living and that you deserve to live, but you have to choose it. Okay, and you have to choose it all day long. Enjoy this podcast. Connect with me. Let me know how you receive it. And if you desire to take it deeper and work with me inside my high-level group, The Vortex, we are in the work together for the rest of this year. And who knows, maybe beyond. We are together for the rest of this year. Every single day I facilitate in that space. And there's a special promotion on right now, by the way, to join us. It's normally $555 per month to be in this space. But there's a special promotion. It's a pay in full for $1,222 to join the container and be with us from the moment you join to the end of the year. Okay? This special promo expires in the first week of October. So get on that soon. I will put that in the show notes and you can also DM me for it. If you have questions, let me know as well about the Vortex. And if you decide to take it deeper, come and message me for one-on-one work, okay? Right now I have the Vortex and one-on-one work. That is what I do, my high-level group, my high-level one-on-one. And if for whatever reason you are not called to that high level of facilitation or it's not within your financial ability right now, get your hands on the book. Keep listening to the podcast. Keep making these moves. Okay? Eventually it's all adding up and you get to continue to rise. So work within the resources that you have now, the spaciousness you have now, and keep moving forward. Get your hands on the book. It will be at the show notes as well. You can buy it at the link in my bio on Instagram as well. And if you're ready for something bigger and deeper, and you know it's your time, get inside the Vortex and get inside my one-on-one. Shoot me a message and let's get you set. All right? Enjoy this podcast. Before we dive into all of the juice inside of this episode, I'm realizing I haven't recorded for you guys or been in this podcast space since I got home from Spain. So lots have shifted in the last month and a bit. It's been a really recalibrating time, a month of change, a month of edges, oh my gosh, and evolutions, so many edges, so many evolutions. It's been a month of really refining and getting clear in my own life. It's been a time of feminine rest, receptivity, travel, joy, enjoying the time on the coast, being away in Spain, San Sebastian, Mallorca, partying, celebrating, indulging in Barcelona. and really allowing my brain and my mind to just reprogram naturally, being in new environments and new settings, new people, complete other side of the world, right? And getting to naturally shift and change and grow and evolve by stepping into new environments. So that was huge. And then since being back and having huge amounts of momentum and inspiration, new vibes, I'm changing the vibe of how my Instagram page looks. I'm really refining and elevating the standards of who I'm working with. I'm really focusing in on some upcoming in-person experiences. Very soon you'll be seeing them marketing starting early October. So very soon, in a couple days, online. And I cannot wait for that. And so many book signings. I think I have 5 book signings in the next 5 weeks. So that's incredible. And just so much activation. And it's important for me to be real with you guys. And this huge momentum shift and this incubation and this vortex of success and momentum and opportunity and excitement, it was preceded with some edges before this evolution. It was preceded with some challenging moments and moments of separation, moments of doubt, moments of wondering what it's all for, and fear had crept into my life. And as I do, just like I lead in my clients, I myself do my own work and really come back to my truth and really come back to, I am a soul having human experience, and I know who I am, and I know how I want to live, and I know what I'm here for, and strengthening that and allowing myself to experience the ebbs and flows and not trying to resist the lower moments and not trying to chase the higher moments, right? Living a life of contrast, living a life of expansion, right? Experiencing such highs sometimes means there are lows. And I myself, the last month, have been working through some serious lows. Okay? Doesn't help that all of the planets were in retrograde there at one point. And yeah, just the intense feels of being human in a great time of change on Earth. So I'm with you. I'm walking with you. I'm walking alongside you. Although I'm leading you, although I'm facilitating you, I too am not separate from the human experience. So I feel you. I honor you wherever you're at right now. And I celebrate you for showing up and choosing a higher, a better, a truer way to live. So this little riff is inspired by a client session I just had, and really solidifying for understanding different pathways and portals and fear illusions and true power portals and pathways for your highest success. So there's always a choice, there's always a decision. Which path will you take, right? Which lane will you go down? There's the fast lane, your highest timeline, and then there's the distorted illusionary lane. So I go into this in this next riff. This is also a really important reminder to you that you have the power. There is divine intervention, there is God's plan, and it is fucking powerful. But you have the power to decide which lane you are going to be taking, okay? You have that willpower that exists within you. If you, by the way, are inspired by this riff and inspired to reprogram your own fears, thoughts, blockages, and then take it deeper into individualized formulas, you will want to work one-on-one with me, one-on-one where we do session work over Zoom, 60 to 90 minute sessions, and we dive deep and dive in, okay? Nothing is the same. Everything is different. If you desire one-on-one work, please reach out to me. Sometimes I offer single sessions. Otherwise, it's my month-to-month container, which is either 2 sessions per month or 4 sessions per month. Okay, so reach out to me, connect with me, and let's get you set up. I want to record after being inspired by a client session I just had. And this client specifically is working through, or now successfully has overcome within the session, some fears of failure, fears of rejection, fears of being unfulfilled, fears of not reaching their goals. And anyone having these sorts of fears is someone who is destined for greatness, okay? You would not have a fear of failure unless, on the contrary, you were made for greatness. People with fear of failure are people who know of their potential and know that they have this big potential, okay? And there's two paths. There is the fear path, which takes you on a very distorted detour that is long and strenuous. And then there is the love and truth path, which gets you to the destination of your greatness, your success, your desires, your destiny in a really fast, efficient, beautiful way. Okay, so everyone has their own individual specific formula based on their life, based on their past, based on their vectors within their life and who they are and how they've been brought up and all the things and what they desire. But for simplicity of this conversation, there are the two paths. There's the fear path, or there's the truth path, or the love path. When someone has a fear of failure, that fear of failure creates blocks, creates barricades to their alignment. It could look like, for this specific client, it was stuff around overstimulating thoughts, too many thoughts, overwhelming thoughts, anxiety, overwhelm, right? That eventually creates brain fog, which eventually leads them into distractions, right? Distractive energy. If you're going to achieve your greatness, I'll tell you this much, the people who achieve greatness in this life are not being distracted. They're focused on their true path, their love path. But the fear of the failure will take you down this blocked, barricading, distracting, detoured path because it is an energy of fear. It's low vibrational, it's obstructive, it's not supportive to life. It's not life-giving. Fear is not life-giving. So there's that one path. The other path is this love and this truth path, right? What I do with clients and what I did with this specific client is we created, based on their unique design, we created a affirmation, a identity of this true path, right? Maybe it is, I am destined for a beautiful life. Maybe it is, I'm made for greatness. Maybe it is, I'm meant to be successful. I'm meant to be famous. I'm meant to be wealthy, whatever it is. It's like a path, a lane, and we succinctly understand what that path is by having an affirmation or a sentence that describes it. For me, my personal one is, I am a soul having a human experience. That is my directing thought. So anytime fear shows up for me, or blocks show up for me, or anything weird that doesn't feel like truth shows up, I'm able to instantly nip it in the bud and say, fuck off, snip, you're not true. And I'm able to say, I am a soul having a human experience, and it redirects my path. Okay, it's like in my car, right? I have a brand new Range Rover. So when you drive, if you accidentally take your hand off the wheel and the wheel veers into the other lane, it redirects you, right? That's evolution. That's, you know, the progress of our automobiles. You have a newer car, that's what it does. So that's what we are creating here, is when you have a lane that you know you're meant to be on, which is, I am a soul having a human experience. I am made for greatness. I am meant to be successful, whatever it is, right? And again, every single client of mine has their own specific unique lane. When that lane is clear, you redirect back into that lane really quickly. I actually have a chapter in my book called Stay in Your Lane. If you have not yet bought and read my book, do so immediately. At the link in my bio, Unfuckwithable is the name of my book. You can buy it at the link in my bio on Amazon. The link in the show notes, you can buy it at some Indigos in Ontario and some small bookstores. And it's expanding, continuing to expand. I have a whole chapter called Stay in Your Lane. So when we have that very streamlined guiding, it's like a guiding principle, it's a guiding value system, right? It's like, I am a soul having a human experience. I am made for greatness. when that true path is strengthened, and within session, by the way, we create a bunch of scenarios, realities, desires, experiences aligned with that desired path, aligned with that true path, right? So that it's really alluring for the ego, so that it's alluring for the soul, so that it is just like, why the fuck would I not stay on this path? You know what I mean? Like, we make it really, really good. We reprogram the whole brain so that it's like, this is the path. This is the path, right? So we do that. And then what happens is the fearful, distorted detour path, it either becomes really small, it either becomes cut and released immediately. It becomes so fucking irrelevant that we would never fall into that illusion of fear and separation. Ever. We just don't anymore. So in this session for this client, when we released and removed all of these blocks and fears and we rewired and reprogrammed her brain, I literally said, okay, like, look around for those old behaviors, look around for those old fears, look around for those old actions, you like, look around for all those thoughts, look around for them. She's like, I can't find them. It's like, no, you can't, because we released them. That's the power, by the way, of sessions with me. If you have never experienced a session with me, you will want to. Single sessions are available on special occasions. Otherwise, it is month-to-month containers only, where there's a minimum of 2 sessions per month or 4 sessions per month, which is my highest level power proximity portal. Or you can do 2 sessions per month. Sometimes I'll offer single sessions. So if you really just want a single session, send me a message. And if it's aligned, I will offer you that. But in session, we can reprogram everything. So we do the look around. Yeah, no, it's not there. It's not there. Of course it's not there, because we've released it. It's completely gone. Your entire brain is reprogrammed. Your entire identity is upgraded. Your entire genetic system is upgraded. Your physiological system is upgraded. Your auric system, your energetic system is upgraded. It's all shifted. And it's because, to summarize, we've created the fast lane, the portal. The portals are open. The floodgates are open. You know who you are and you know where you're going and you know what's your lane. And then the fearful, distorted, illusionary path, that's a possibility that you can always go and take that detour if you want. That's always a possibility. But when this true path, the love path, the powerful path is so strengthened, you don't even fucking look at it. So that's the importance of having these paths. So this next clip is a very potent transmission that went into the Vortex. So the Vortex is my high level group. Every single day, Monday to Friday, I am channeling in there once a day minimum, sometimes twice, 3 times a day. On Q&A days and declaration days, it's multiple times a day, because that is when I do individualized coaching and channeling and facilitation for the members inside. So this transmission, I remember recording it and deciding to save it and knowing that I would share it on the podcast to give you guys a little bit of a taste of what a Thursday is like inside the Vortex. So Thursdays are the days that follow Q&A days. Q&A days are where everyone gets to ask a question or ask for direct channeling, and I channel every single day for them. Thursdays, I often will do more energy work style transmissions, less so riffs and trainings, and more so energy work, so that they're integrating whatever they were directly and individually channeled on the day before, their individual formulas. So enjoy this transmission, enjoy this energy, receive it, let it encode, let it integrate, let it upgrade for you. And as always, if you are not yet in the Vortex and you desire to be, please trust that pull. Please trust that knowing. Let this be the day. Let this be the moment that you take a stand for your highest timeline, that you say, I'm fucking going all in on myself, and come and join this space. The Vortex is my group. It's my favorite fucking place in the world to be channeling every single day for these powerful women. If you know you're meant to be with us and sign up at the link here in the show notes at the special promo price, or jump in month to month. Hello, my loves. I am finally settling in to do a beautiful devotional for this beautiful Friday before we all venture off on hopefully a long weekend of love and pleasure and joy and fun, family, friends, maybe some juicy alone time. Hopefully time in nature, hopefully time swimming and in the sun. Yeah, celebrating a beautiful long weekend ahead. And I hope that you really take the time to listen to this and be present for this and give yourself the gift of alone time and spaciousness and rest to actually receive this conversation, this riff, this transmission. So pause this now and make sure you're present for this. You're not multitasking. Make sure you're actually like sitting or resting or lying somewhere comfortable to receive what I'm going to be bringing through today. So take your time to set yourself up and just take a few big breaths. Maybe just kind of roll the shoulders, roll them back, roll the neck, some circles, ear to shoulder, stretching along the sides. Maybe you feel like you need to shake. Maybe the first little bit of listening here, you just want to stand up and shake. Do what you need to do until you can get yourself to a place of clarity, a place of I can breathe in and out effortlessly. Get yourself to a place of there is nothing obstructing my breathing, obstructing my thoughts, obstructing my energy right now. Get yourself there. And once you feel like you have done that, I want you to just bow your head, bring your hands to a prayer position and bow your head. Really surrender, become submissive. What do you need? What do you need to give yourself this weekend? Today, now, what do you need? Bow your head, hands in prayer. What do you need? Notice what comes up. Take note of what comes up. And in your own authentic way, communicate to yourself. Make a promise to yourself that you will give yourself what you need. Or you will be open to receiving in divine ways what you need. Really let yourself be vulnerable and surrendered and submissive and open when you pray, when you ask, when you intend toward, when you open up. You don't have to do it all alone. You don't have to forge the way ahead. You can soften, clearly and powerfully ask for what you need and let that be enough. And let me remind you that you are so high value. You are so valuable. Your energy, your time, your resources, your beingness, just you in your pure existence is so valuable. So please, please, please make sure you are intentionally giving energy and intentionally protecting and holding energy. And make sure that you are actually focused on overflowing yourself. Maybe you're still in that prayer position and that's beautiful. Or maybe you want to open up now and either lie back in Shavasana or lean back in your lounge chair or your seat. Or if you're standing or sitting, just open up a little bit more. Get 1% more open. Open up. Get into your feminine energy now. Open up. Doesn't have to be anything crazy. Just gently soften. Get 1% more receptive. Now, I want you to bring your awareness to the womb space. And I want you to, on the next inhale, practice widening that space. Exhale, return to neutral. Inhale, widen through that womb space. Exhale, return to neutral. And as you're widening and opening, I want you to start to visualize the goal, the vision, the dream, the desire, the manifestation, the reason you are here, the reason you are focused on your alignment, the reason you are in this group here doing this work. What is your current desire right now? See it, visualize it, name it, give it a name. Now let it become one with you. Let it become this energy that just melts into you and become aware of how you are co-creating the energy. It's coming from you and it's overflowing you. It's coming into you and it's coming out of you. It is this unity. And as you breathe, just affirming, inhale, I receive. Exhale, I give. Breathe that in. And now I want us to get even more expanded. I want us to get even bigger picture, bigger vision. Yesterday, we talked a lot about that big vision and we talked about refining into what is actually moving the needle, what is actually on your path, what is actually making a difference in actualizing your desires, right? So now we want to take it one step further and we want to actually unite and integrate to elevate our frequency, our coherence, to be in pure embodied congruence with the desire. So take this time now to expand. Whatever you saw in your third eye or visualized, expand it into more of a lifestyle experience, right? So maybe it was like, oh, I'm manifesting, you know, a 5-figure month in my business. Okay, expand that into, I want to be so supported by money that I can just know and feel stable and guarantee that the things that I want, the experiences I want, the things that my family want and need for my life's work, for those I love, for myself, for the life I'm creating, the expanded reality of travel and of home life and all the things, like, what is the expanded version of wanting this amount of money? It's this lifestyle. So feel and see that. Maybe the current goal and desire is, I want to heal and completely optimize my body. Maybe there's something within or outside on the body that just doesn't feel like your purest, highest frequency. So instead of focusing in on what you want to change or that minute detail,
you want to shift and upgrade it into what is the lifestyle of this, the lifestyle of vitality, of flow, of beauty, of glow, of health, of holistic wellness. Get into that bigger, expanded lifestyle of it. Now, whatever is true for you, if my examples weren't resonant, I want you to expand your current desire, whether it's relationships, love, career, impact, a tangible manifestation, maybe it's like a car you want. Whatever it is, I want you to expand. So you're not in this tunnel vision, but you're in this open to opportunity and possibility expansion. So the womb is open. The heart is open. Get that heart open. Massage over the heart chakra. Massage the breasts. Anything that will open that chest cavity and allow that heart chakra to give and receive. Open the throat. Massage the neck. Self-massage the jaw, the neck, the face, the collarbones, the shoulders, open up and see and feel that lifestyle. See and feel that possibility. See and feel that feeling and vibration and start to see how that's going to show up in your life. Start to see all of the experiences that this lifestyle has to offer you. The abundance, the wealth, the love, the family, the joy. Maybe it's influence and recognition and new levels of being seen and understood. Whatever it is, that lifestyle is now this larger experience, this larger energy. It's not conditional anymore. It's not trapped anymore. It's not controlled anymore. It's now just this wide open, expanded possibility. And within that wide open, expanded possibility, the individual desires live. The specific amount of money, the specific home, the luxury trip, the travel, the soulmate, the love, the pleasure, the career. It all exists. Those individual, beautiful, gorgeous desires exist within this expanded lifestyle. So now that you're open and your whole body and energy system is open, I want you to visualize like you're lying in a sphere, a circle, a sun. And the sun, the circle, the sphere is this expanded lifestyle. And you just exist within it. There is no separation. You're in it, right? You're flowing with it. You're pulsing with it. Every breath is exchanging with it. You're alive in it. You are alive in it. It's happening now. And you have this infinite awareness of everything that is supporting you now. It's all happening now. You're in it. It's unfolding so beautifully and it feels so natural for you. And you're just widening and melting and your beautiful body is just opening and expanding and you are receiving the codes and the integrations of this lifestyle. And now we're dialing in and zoning in down to the solar plexus, down to the belly button. Bring your hands there, tighten your core, feel your strength. And let an identity lock in, a new level of identity, a new level of self-worth, a new level of value, the value that you believe you are worthy of, the value you are in yourself, the self-value, seeing yourself as valuable, Let that identity just tighten and strengthen and build and grow. And let that be the magnet that everything is responding to. This magnet of power, this magnet of openness, this magnet of fluidity and flow, this magnet of abundance and wealth, this magnet of love and joy, this magnet of fulfillment, success, satisfaction, peace, all of these feelings that you long for, all of these tangible desires that you want. Notice how they are now being locked in the tight strength of your core, of your solar plexus, of the abdomen. Pull it in. That is the magnet everything is responding to. Tighten through the core on the exhale. Tighten through the pelvic floor. Pull up tight. Inhale, expand. Exhale, pull it in. Identity, upgrade. Value, upgrade. Worthiness, upgrade. How you show up, upgrade. How you position yourself, upgrade. The environments you are in, upgrade. The way you dress, upgrade. The way you speak, upgrade. The way you nourish your body, upgrade. The conversations you have, upgrade. The relationships you have, upgrade. Your expectations, upgrade. Your desires, upgrade. It's a full identity upgrade. That is the magnet that everything circulating you in this beautiful spherical circle and orbit that is this desire, destiny, dream, lifestyle that is so fucking close, you guys, to you. It's so close. You're in it. You're alive in it. Now that magnet, when you are in your power, when you are identifying as valuable and you know you are, you fucking know it. You know you deserve it. You know you're worthy of it. You know it's destined. You know there is no fucking chance that you can't and won't have it. You know it's guaranteed. When you are in that certainty and that core power is locked, everything comes in. Everything in orbit lands. So tighten and strengthen. Hold the truth. Hold the power. Hold the magnet. And let go. Lovingly detach. Open up. Surrender. You know it's guaranteed. You know it's happening. You know it's meant for you. You know it's your destiny, and you are living your destiny. From this moment forward, you will only see your destiny. You'll only feel your destiny. You're only going to understand everything in your life as this beautiful unfolding. You are alive in your dream. It's happening. It's unfolding. It's expanding. It keeps getting better, and you're in it. And everything is always adding up, and momentum is always stacking and cashing in, and you're seeing it, and you're basking in your rewards, and it keeps getting better, and results are landing, and it keeps getting better, and you're alive in it. This is the power that you are. This is the value that you are. This is that elevated, upgraded identity to be on fucking point and in pure congruence with your highest self. So open up, my loves, let it in. There is massive opportunity in this weekend. There is massive opportunity in next weekend. Portals shifting, opening, opportunity for expansion, evolution, success. Let it land. The portals are open. Now you get to receive it. I love you guys, and I hope you have the most beautiful weekend, and I'll be back here on Monday. Mwah. Alrighty, so this next clip is taken around a half moon. This clip is taken from the vortex, a small clip of the vortex, and a reminder, I channel every single day, Monday to Friday. There are hundreds of voice recordings inside the space. Every single 3 months, we start an entire new group. But people are coming in at varying points
every day of the week, beginnings of the month, middles of the month. It doesn't matter when you come in. Your first day is when you join the vortex. This recording specifically was around a half moon time. So because I closely follow the moon cycle and because we are all women in the group, we're very connected to the moon cycles in the group. So this was around a half moon, and half moons are really momentum building times, right? We keep the momentum going into the full moon when we receive, bask in the fruits of our labor, bask in the rewards, bask in our desires. New moons, we're setting the intentions. We're closely following the moon cycles inside the vortex. I am guiding and channeling based on that, keeping everyone up to date where the moon's at and how we can individually use that amplification of the moon cycle in how we live our life, in our alignment, in our wellness, in our well-being, in our health, in our relationships, in our wealth, in our finances, in our goals, in our manifestations, in our healing, etc. So this little clip was taken from a clip inside the vortex that was recorded around a half moon. Okay, so we're at this point where the guides are coming through and they want us to have a life admin day. They want us to have a do something hard day. They want us to have a take the action you've been avoiding day. They want us to write a list of all the little sneaky obstructions of shit we need to do, from filling the windshield wiper fluid to sending the email to having the conversation to, you know, taking the clothes to the donation bin. This is the day where when you actually take action on the thing or things you've been avoiding, you are going to catalyze your results so rapidly in the power of this decision. So close your eyes. I want you to be aware of yourself. Take a few deep breaths, maybe shake it out a little bit. Drop in. Be so aware of yourself. Like, I am aware of myself. See yourself. Feel yourself. Be so aware of yourself. What are you avoiding? What are you avoiding? What are you avoiding and procrastinating and wasting time, precious energy, the obstructions of holding on to these little tasks that could literally take 30 seconds to complete? These conversations, these actions, these moments that you just have to move to pick yourself up out of the mud and go. Even if things seem great now, if there are any little obstructions of little things you're avoiding, those little avoidances are creating energetic blockages around your landing strip. And we are coming into the second phase of the moon cycle. We're past that 14-day mark. We're coming into the second phase now where alignment needs to be top tier. Alignment needs to be top tier. When our alignment is top tier, we are at the energetic frequency of our desires, our conscious and subconscious desires. So when we raise our alignment, we may not even be consciously aware of the things we are calling in, but if they are of the like frequency, which for you will be high level alignment, if you're focused on that, you're going to be at the like frequency of more of that goodness. So this is why when somebody is in high alignment, they get more opportunities. Opportunities they weren't even manifesting. They weren't even manifesting the interview. They weren't even manifesting the opportunity. They weren't even manifesting the conversation. They weren't even manifesting the money, the job, the experience, the client, whatever. They weren't even manifesting it consciously, but they were an energetic match to it. They were vibrating on the like frequency of it because they're in alignment. So right now, your focus at this point in the moon cycle, at this just past half point, your focus must be your alignment. So any questions you've asked in this space, are you actually listening to the direct channeling and actually doing it? The declarations you've listened to thus far, have you actually been aligned and doing it? The things you know you need to do that you've been avoiding, can you actually do it? Can you just do it? Can you just say, fuck it?
I'm going to dedicate this half an hour. I'm going to time block this half an hour or this 5 fucking minutes to do it. And when you do it, can you feel the sense of ease and openness and expansion and receptivity that comes from that? The landing strip that is softer and more open, and the fluidity and the flow in your frequency when you do that. This is the time now. So I want you to, on a blank piece of paper or in the notes on your phone, write out what is the thing or what are the things. You might have one thing, you might have 20 things that are blocking your fucking frequency because you've been avoiding it. Taxes, your email that you need to send, conversation you need to have, decluttering, throwing shit out of your house, going to do the workout. What is it? What do you need to do? What needs to happen for you to clear those obstructions? Because your alignment is everything right now. At this point in the game, your alignment is so pivotal and critical to the receiving of your desires. So when you clean up those obstructions, when you clean up the misalignments, when you clean up whatever's in the way, energetic or physical, you're this open, receptive magnet. And my loves, as people in the vortex, as high-level women in the vortex, you're magnetic. You're powerful. You're rare. You're one of a kind. It's time to fully align to that. Any little bullshit in the way gets to be clean sweeped now. And the activation and the momentum and the desires cashing in that this will catalyze will blow your mind. Alignment is the name of the game. Can you be more and more aligned today? Can you clean up the bullshit obstructions? Stop avoiding what you've been avoiding and just do it. Do the hard thing. Challenge yourself today. Do the hard thing. Have the hard conversation. Take the action that you've been avoiding. Lean all the way into it. When you do that, you expedite your evolution. This is why we evolve faster. This is why my clients evolve faster. This is why you goddesses of the vortex evolve faster. This is why I evolve faster. Because if there's something in my frequency that doesn't feel clean and clear, and it feels like I'm avoiding it or procrastinating it or trying to escape it or running away from it, as opposed to just looking at it and dealing with it and moving through it, this is why we move, because we actually deal with it. We actually move through it. So you get to decide, is this an obstruction that I can just remove now by either dealing with it or flicking it away and releasing it because it's not fucking mine? It's time to do it. It's time to do it. So write it down. Take care of it today. If you can take care of it today, take care of it today. If you can't take care of it today, take care of it by the weekend. But it needs to be cleaned up. Because you, my love, are rare, are high level, are a true goddess in human form, and you're here to have really big things. And yes, it's all happening for you, and yes, it's all adding up, and yes, there is a God plan and a universe plan that is so much bigger than your control, but you do have sovereignty, and you do have willpower, and you do have your own sacred co-creative role to play. If there's anything in your power, in your way, it's time to clean it up. I love you. Okay, and this last clip was taken. It's a partial clip from the vortex as well. Some things that I had shared, some details that can't be on the podcast that were in the vortex. So it's clipped out, as well as it's cut out early at the end as we get into all of the homework and the integrations and using individual members' names and things like that, as well as some own personal details in my own life that I share with the Vortex. It's a very, very close, intimate community. So had to cut some things out. So I hope it's not too, glitchy or cutty-outy for you guys, but some pieces were cut out. And I hope you enjoy this little riff from the Vortex. And this is all about needle movers actually making moves that add up to
success, that add up to achievement, that add up to your destiny, right? It's all about being alive in the destiny, alive in the dream, and that's what we do. So enjoy this last clip.
Things just kind of unfolding and surrendering to the processing. Like, this was a month of processing. I'm curious to hear if it's been like that for you guys too, like processing things. Specifically, I've been receiving the information for myself and a couple clients as well. Like, with all that's going on, the processing is meant to be done really internally. And not everyone is meant to be in on the privilege that is your secrets. Your secrets are your privilege to hold. And it's not about gatekeeping. It's about being really intentional about who you open up to, especially right now, as the contrast and the shift is happening collectively. And the world is really experiencing a great reset right now, truly. And the reset in terms of people are deciding, do I want to live a life by my own design of freedom, of power, of joy, of fulfillment, of infinites? Or do I want to live out a borrowed belief system and a very repressive, controlled life? So we're feeling that. And it's important that you guys, all of you in the vortex, you've chosen a life by design and you're devoting to that every day. You are a rare percentage of the population that is walking powerfully toward and basking in a life by design. So as you begin to notice what you're processing, what you're healing, as you begin to become aware of what you want next, what your destiny is, what your desires are, what your future vision is, it's important to keep that sacred and share that vision with select few who can hold that vision from a place of pure celebration and support, and be intentional about who maybe isn't on that level and ready to rise to your level. So it's a really interesting time. So this month has been a little tricky, and what I want to talk to you guys about today specifically is the big picture, the big vision. I want you to, at these sort of interesting retrograde times and the kamikazes astrologically and the full moon of Aquarius that has shaken things up, these times where maybe your energy and body and mind feel a little scattered, what I want you to do is I want you to let all of the small details go. I want you to let go of all the small details, and I want you to focus in on the big picture. So let's do this together. Let's close our eyes. Breathe. And just start to feel all of the mundane, small, little, unimportant details. Let them melt off of you now. Feel them melting off of you. Feel them melting off of you. And as they're melting off of you, you're getting a deeper refinement on your big vision. You're really locking in on your big picture. So I want you to start to see, like, what is actually important to you? Your family, your well-being, your health, your purpose, your life's work. Maybe it's your love, your soulmate. Maybe it's the impact and influence you want to have. Maybe it's all those things. Maybe it's something I haven't mentioned yet. But I want you to just see what's important to you. And in this expansive big picture view, what we're able to do is we're able to simplify. And we're no longer overwhelmed by
the mundane details of our inboxes, of the to-do lists, of the calendar, oh my gosh, the schedules. We're not overwhelmed by the strategies and the day-to-day tasks. Instead, we have simplified, purified, and refined by seeing, visualizing, and holding up the big picture of our life. And then it becomes a refinement process. So I want you to get a pen and paper out now. Pause this. Go get a pen and paper. And with that pen and paper, I want you to write big picture or big vision on the top. A blank sheet of paper. Big picture, big vision. And with this big picture and big vision, I want you to just write out like those big desires and goals that are important to you. They can be tangible, intangible, experiential, whatever comes through. Maybe there's one thing, two things, three things, four things, 10 things. Just write it all out. Big picture, big vision. Now on the back of the paper, flip the page over or get a new sheet. And again, pause this, like take your time and pause this as you need. I'm going to keep going, but you can take your time and pause. And on the back, it's refinement process, a simplification process. What is actually moving the needle toward living the destiny, living the dream, living the big picture, living the big vision? What's actually moving the needle, right? When you understand and see and hold up the vision, the big picture, you can see where you're wasting time in your life, deviating, distracting, distorting. And then you can see clearly of what's actually important. What conversations, what people, what opportunities. You're holding a big vision. And with this refinement, you're no longer clinging onto little tiny things that don't fucking matter. You're no longer taking action from urgency and stress or seeking or immediate gratification, instant gratification. You're not taking urgent moves. You're not making moves from pressure. You're not making moves from forcefulness. There's no forcefulness. When you only operate in the big picture and you simplify and refine what actually moves the needle in your life, you don't take any action from stressed out, pressure-filled urgency and forcefulness. You only take action from intuitive, inspired, aligned knowingness. And this is where you become so powerful, so unfuckwithable, so honestly unrelatable, and in just such a high fucking frequency and power, because you have more time, you have more freedom, you have more spaciousness. You're co-creating, you're slowing down time when you want to, and you're speeding up time when you want to. You are actually making moves that are in alignment with the big vision. And in that embodiment and identification of the version of you who's living the destiny, living the vision, your moves are so much more powerful, you're so much more receptive, and things just land. So today, your homework, my loves.
Thank you for tuning in to Uplift Lifestyle Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode and you got lots of inspiration, wisdom, and feel like you truly integrated these messages and can now live in this way in your life. Again, this episode is to inspire you, to motivate you, to ascend you to your highest timeline. I want to see you thrive. I want to see you win. I want to see you living a life by your design. So go after it, claim it, be all in.
And if you truly devote and commit to being all in, and you know that this is your time to be facilitated by me, to join us inside the vortex, or to work and or, I should say, to work with me one-on-one, connect with me, reach out, and let's get you inside these spaces. I cannot wait to have all of my eyes and devotion and gifts and channel and all of my genius onto you, supporting you in healing, supporting you in achieving your desire, supporting you in living your highest potential and having everything you want because you deserve it. We'll be talking soon. You know who you are. Let this be the sign that you need to come and step into these spaces. I love you.